Okay, welcome to Dust, Fila number 97. We are almost done with the chapter about Carbonos. I'm going to bring on the screen for everybody here. Let's see, share screen. Amazing technology, unbelievable. Okay, here we go. So the Dust, Fila actually headed in a different direction last week. In trying to discuss all the ways that Korban and Tefillah correct mistaken beliefs. So he listed, he's going to deal with five different beliefs. Most of the beliefs are easier for us to understand in the context of Tefillah. They have to do with whether or not God runs everything, he doesn't run everything, whether there are two gods. But one of the five beliefs, and he'll get back to how Tefillah and Korban speak out against this, is the belief that the Jewish people were traded for another nation. That the Jewish people were traded for another nation, which of course was what the church said for millennia and continues to say, that the Jewish people were replaced. And his response was that it's impossible to say that the Jewish people were replaced. If you say that, you don't really understand who the Jewish people are, what it means that the Jewish people were selected. And he went into this discussion, which was very different than anything else we've had, about the special nature of the Jewish people and what they are and who they are and what this is all about. So he's gonna, this is gonna send us, as with every one of his discussions, into places, things we've never, ever seen before. This week's goal is just to ask the questions until the car charges. And then once the car charges, to go home, because we're really far from home, and then to next week look at the answers. The questions are questions that we might have actually asked before. The answers are, I promise you, nothing you've ever heard before. They're thought of the Ramchal that it brings us to areas of Jewish thought that probably you haven't stumbled across. But let's look at the questions this week. The question is, how is it that the Jewish people are fundamentally different than the nations of the world? And what does that mean? Right? What does that mean? We said that the Jewish people are somehow more central to the world's existence than other nations. And I know some of you are going to appreciate this, and some of you, I'm looking at you, Steve, are going to be like, no, you can't say that, Steve Nissenfeld. The liberals on the call are going to be very offended by some of the things that we're going to say, but we're going to try to prove it. We're not talking simply about the Jewish people being favored, but the Jewish people kind of occupying a very different kind of space than others in terms of the world's plan. So what he says this week is as follows. Nosei zeh yesh levarer mipnei shelechora yeshnam kan midrashim chalukim. There actually seems to be two different sets of thought within our tradition as to how and when the Jewish people were chosen. How and when were the Jewish people chosen? Now, what we'll see is that this really gets into deep questions about the creation of the world and the purpose of creation and what role we play. Kefisha v'yanu mibreishis rabba v'rashi sham. Mashma shehabechira b'Yisrael mukdemes u'mishorshe habriyahi. It sounds like from some sources, and we dealt with this medrash a couple of weeks ago, I don't have to go to again, but there are midrashim that seem to say that the election of the Jewish people was there from the very beginning of time. He's quoting the Rashi at the beginning of Chumash, right? Bereshis bara Elokim, right? Doesn't say God created the world in the beginning. What does it mean in the beginning? So Rashi says Bereshis bishvil reshis. What does it mean, Bishvil Reishis? Not the school in Beit Shemesh. That's not true. What does it mean, Bishvil Reishis? So Rashi says the Jewish people are called Rashis. The world was created for the Jewish people. If the whole world was created for the Jewish people, then it's very difficult to say that the Jewish people could be replaced by another nation. The whole world was created so that the Jewish people would have a place to operate, to serve Hashem. That's one source. Mishor Shehabriyehi. Ve'ena mutnes b'maseyem shel adam harishon v'toldotav. And if that's the case, then the election of the Jewish people has nothing to do with any person's actions, not the sin of Adam Harishon, and not the greatness of Avraham Avinu. There was always going to be a Jewish people no matter what. There was always going to be a Jewish people. V'kach gam mashma b'reishis rabba, eila toldos shamayim v'aretz b'hi bara'am. The Medrash says, what does it mean? Eila toldos shamayim v'aretz b'hi bara'am, in their creation? Be'avraham. B'zechuto shel Avraham. Now this ties it to Avraham, but we're talking about going back to the beginning of time. From the very beginning of time, the Jewish people, it was always about the Jews. There's a story of Adam and his sin and Chava. It was always going to be about the Jews. Ve'ilu with Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, a different medrash, mashma loke. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, Kara HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'shivim malachim hasovivim kisei kavodo v'amr lahem ba'u unuvalbel et lishonam. Talking about the end of Parshas Noach. Was it always going to be? Were the nations of the world possibly going to get it right? It looks like at the end of Sefer, at the end of the book of Noah, at the end of Parshas Noach, when you have the tower of Bavel, God splits up the nations into 70 groups. When are the Jewish, were the Jewish people always coming? What if they hadn't sinned the sin of the Tower of Bavel? Could they all have been Jews? Could they all have been part of the plan? So Kadosh Baruch Hu says to the 70 nations, I want you to mix up their languages. Uminayan shehipil goralos b'nehem. And how do you know that they chose? There were 70 angels. So everybody, they drew lots. What nation do you get? Shenemar behanchel elyon goyim. When God is giving out the goyim, who's he giving out the goyim to? He's giving out the nations of the world. Each one is getting their own angel to watch over them. V'nafal goralo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Avraham va'al beito. Turns out there really were only 69 angels, because God said, I want one. I want to be in charge of one myself. And God picked the Jewish people lottery. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chevel v'goral zesh nafal alai ratzatan nafshi. God said, whoopee, woohoo, I got the one I wanted. This is sounding very, very strange. Now, mind you, suddenly having these guardian angels doesn't seem like such a sechus, because it sounds like until this point, everyone was under the direct protection of God. Suddenly there's a lottery, and 69 of the nations are given out to angels, and God pulls the card for the Jewish people. And that's what it means. Chavalim naflu li b'ne'imim. God said, I like the one that I got. I got the good straw. I got the good rope. I got the good portion. Portion means chaval. Chaval is a portion. V'yarad HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'shivim hamalachim asovim kisei hakavod u'bilbel et lashonam l'shivim lashon. This group of 70 now went down to the tower and confused everybody's language. Kol echad ve'echad katvu kitvo v'lishono. Everybody got their own text, got their own script, alphabet and language. Umina malach al kol lashon velashon. And God chose an angel for every other people. Midvar me'elu mashma shehabachira ba'avraham haita ekev chata'e dor haflaga v'tzidkato shel Avraham. This medrash sounds like it was all up in the air until the sin of the Dor Haflaga, until the sin of the Tower of Bavel. Sounds like there wasn't always necessarily going to be a Jewish people. It sounds like perhaps all of the nations could have been on the inside track. But after the sin of the Dor Haflaga, God said, I only want one. It says that the lot fell out by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but, you know, he probably had something to do with that. And why? Tzidkato shel Avraham. Were the Jewish people chosen because they were always meant to be? Or were the Jewish people chosen because Avraham proved to be righteous when no other nation was righteous? And what if Avraham wasn't righteous? Was Avraham the Noach of the rest of time? It seems from the story of the flood that if there didn't happen to be a Noach, then God would have just destroyed the whole world and started again. But because there was this one, so God said, you know what, we can go forward with this one. We were hoping for everybody, but we can go forward with this one, and let's see how it works out. Is that the story of Avraham? It's almost like the story of the Mabul and the story of the Dor Haflaga are sort of two choke points or two like doorways, right? Everybody seems in the game, and then only Noach makes it through. Noach gets through, looks like things are going well again, but everybody starts sinning again. So just Avraham gets through. Which one is the truth? Were the Jewish people always destined to be? Or was Avraham the one that brought the Jewish concept into the world? Yes, Tammy. It's a good question, no?
It's a good question, but haven't we been taught that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just kind of maneuvers the players on the chessboard to get to where he wants us to be? So weren't we the chosen people all the time, and he just kind of put Avraham there?
That's what we'll have to figure out. Maybe everybody... That's all we'll have to figure out. He says, this is also a machlokes amongst the Rishonim themselves, it sounds like. Haramban, Tchilas Parshas Lech Lecha Miskashe, Madua lo Pirsha Torah Sasiba Ba'avura Zocha Avraham lo Bechirasoi de Aboreis Baruch. The Ramban at the beginning of Lech Lecha says, we learned all of these great stories. He says, the Ramban says, when I was in Gan, I learned all these great stories about Avraham Avinu. Turns out none of them are in the Chumash. The breaking of the idols, right? Not every Beis Yaakov girl knows that, but it's in Senarana. It's not in the Chumash. That not everything is there. So the Ramban says, why not? Why wouldn't these stories of Avraham Avinu's beginning be there, right? Ulechol ha'avtochos v'abrochos avur zaru mevar sham shezuchus Avraham remuza b'parshas yitziyosa mi'or kazdim u'ba'avur Mesiris nafsho ba'ad emunas habore nivchar misharumos of de kachovim. The Ramban basically says it's all hinted there. It's all hinted there. V'kachem divrei haramchal in derech Hashem. He explains that everything until Dor Haflaga mikulam nivchar avram bizchus ma'asav. That it was because of those stories. V'nitalev and nikba lios ilon ma'ula v'yakar. We'll see this, how he was the beginning of the tree. Ul amnam, the Maharal b'sefer ha-netzach, in the Sefer Netzach Yisrael. Sefer Netzach Yisrael is a very important book written by the Maharal, where he fights against the arguments of the Christians and says that the geula has to come. Don't listen to the Christians around us. The Geula has to come. It's going to come. And he says, Bechiras he says shebechira sakadosh baruch hu b'Yisrael he bechira be'etzem velo bishvil maseyim atovim. The Maral says that it has nothing to do with this. We didn't deserve to be the Jewish people, and therefore we can't be undeserving of being the Jewish people. He just loves us. We're his family. We're not chosen because of something that we did. Shelo lomar dafka kasher him osim ritzono shelo az Hashem yisbarach bocher behem. Lekach lo kosav kodem bechiras avram maisav hatovim. Shelo tomar ki hu yisbarach bocher b'avram uvizarach rabish vil maseim. The Maral says something amazing. Do you know why we aren't told of the whole upbringing of Avram Avinu and all the amazing things that he did to deserve God talking to him? Because it was going to happen anyway. Because Avram Avinu didn't earn the position that God gave to him. He was going to be doing that from birth. He was special. He didn't have to earn it, and therefore he can't lose it. And he says the same thing in the name of the Balei Karim of Yosef Albo in the 1300s, that God uses the word cheshek. Cheshek. You know what cheshek means? Cheshek, he said, is something that has no reason. Al haflagat ha'ava b'li ta'am. V'lazeh hu shikara ha'kosov es ha'ava hazos sigula, not pigula, sigula, liot li am sigula. Do you know what it means to be a skula? A skula is not something you understand. A skula is something that just is. That just is. And finally, he asks the Ba'an.
How does that do that? But it wasn't through Yishmael, it was through, Yitzchak.
Yeah, but not through anything that they did. We'll see. We'll see how to put these sources together. It looks like they earned it. And he finally says, "Kadei levara inyan nitziv od shayla." I'm going to set up another question. And we'll end with this. Hare kafisha mispar min apsukim im adam arishon lohe ayachote ba'ose yom shishi lebria haisa nishlemes avodaso v'hayachai liolam. Forget about Noach. Forget about the Dor HaFlaga. What would have happened? Every kid asked this question at some point. If Adam Arishon hadn't sinned, and according to Chazal, he didn't even have to never sin. He had to not sin before Shabbos. He was born on Friday afternoon, and he just had to wait till Shabbos. And not only that, many of the Mefarshim say he could have even eaten from the Eitz Hadas on Shabbos. You could tell your kids' grandchildren that. That's what it means to eat the sour sticks before Shabbos. That was the sin of the Eitz Hadas. You could eat them on Shabbos. They were meant for Friday night. They were mamish meant for the Friday night dinner for Adam and Chava. That's what the Sfarim say. Had Adam Arishon not eaten from the Eitz Hadas, then he never would have died. And what? The entire world would have entered the Yemos HaMashiach, Yom Shekulo Shabbos. So what happened? There would never be a Jewish people. There would never be a Matan Torah. There would never be what? What was the original plan? This wasn't the plan. We're not the plan. We're plan B. That's what we're going to have to investigate next week. These are serious, serious questions that we hopefully have thought a little bit about at one point, but we kind of push away. What we're going to have to do is develop a very sophisticated understanding of what mankind is about, what Adam Arishon was about, and where the Jewish people fit in. But we have a long drive, so we're going to head up now. I'll see you, please God, next week, okay? Very good. I'll send out the recording. Kol Tov.
Good night.
Good night.